Hello, I'm Courtney Clyde. I'm in the studio today with Andrew Thompson and Mr. Lichty. Tonight we are going to talk about the Debate Society. Hello, guys.
Hello.
So, Andrew, what kind of things are going on for the Debate and Discussion Society?
Hi, yeah. One of the biggest things that we've seen is really finding a direction in the kind of topics that we take. And I'll talk about that. The other thing we're doing is we're working on expanding really the base, kind of the core of this, in who's going to attend that. What we've done is we've narrowed it down to our first topic, which Mr. Lichty is going to talk about later, but we're sorting out what we want to do. And the first thing is really a very important economic, agricultural issue that is definitely personally relatable to everyone. The other thing that we've been working on is trying to find more students and trying to find more adults who would like to commit to this project. It's really a give and take between everyone, and what we'd like to do is we'd like to work on reaching more students and more adults, and that's what we've been pursuing the last month.
Mr. Lichty, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think Andrew covered that pretty well. I think that's over the past month. We have added more students to our organization, and it's just important to note that this is a student-created and student-led organization. I'm an advisor and proud to be one, but Andrew is really taking the lead on this, and as have other students, and they're working on researching, and they're really getting excited for our first meeting in a couple weeks.
So, Mr. Lichty, why does Cook County need an organization like this?
Yeah, I think every community needs an organization. I think the students need it. I think adults in the community need it. I think that it's important for adults in the community and students in our school to come together and realize that education doesn't end at the school doors, and to come together and discuss issues that will be important for them not only now but going into their future. And it's also important that it is a student-focused, student-created. One thing that I've noticed in my years as an educator, I've been a coach, intellectualism oftentimes gets a stereotype of being either uncool or too hip or highbrow, and it's not. Being smart, discussing issues that matter to everyone is necessary for everybody going forward, and it's important to understand each other's perspectives. The Debate and Discussion Society is really focusing on not looking at people getting entrenched in their own positions, but sharing each other's positions based on not only their perspective and their experiences, but resources that they are researching and studying that students are bringing forth and suggesting. And if not coming to a consensus, coming to a better understanding about where everybody in the community or people in the community that participate stand.
So, Andrew, how do you choose your topics?
First, we'll introduce something. We'll show it to all the members, and we'll just talk about maybe, you know, two or three things. Figure out what area they want to pursue. Pick a field and say, do you want to look at something that might have to do with, you know, personal community issues? Do you want to look at things that are larger than that? Do you want to look at, you know, world things going on right now? Or do you want to look at past issue? Do you want to talk about the philosophy of something? And after we've sorted that out, we'll just take a general consensus and see what has the most interest. A part of this is finding a topic that will be relevant for adults to discuss. But in the student foundation of this, the purpose is to have students be interested. So we will find something that is important to each person.
Andrew, when is the first meeting, and how can students and the community members just kind of get involved in this?
The first open public meeting will be on Friday, this January 31st. It will begin at 5:30 and run to 7:30. The best way for students to get involved are to either come talk to me personally, come talk to Mr. Lichty, or you can send an email to me at arthompson458@yahoo.com. And if adults want to get involved, they can also use that email. Best thing to do is just contact one of us or come to the meeting. You know, it would be ideal if you had some preparation beforehand, but otherwise, let us know. We really would like to expand this, and we'd like to have some community involvement.
Yeah, and if there are adults listening, obviously in the community that might feel more comfortable contacting an adult, you know, feel more than free to contact the school. and my extension there is 108, and or my email there as well, which you can find on the website, cookcountyschools.org.
So, Mr. Lichty, what's the topic for the inaugural meeting, and why should our community be concerned about this?
Yeah, I'm going to hit on it briefly, and then I'm going to let Andrew kind of take that. He brought the idea to the forefront several weeks ago, and the topic that we're going to look at is going to focus on the issue of synthetic beef. And synthetic beef is not necessarily what you're thinking of. It was like pink slime that was been in the news before, and it sounds gross, and it probably is. But synthetic beef is something that has been genetically constructed out of tissue and cells, and without having to raise an animal. It's basically cloning cells and tissue and creating it into a veritable ground beef or other meat tissue, and for public consumption. And it is very controversial ethically, but it also goes into an issue of agricultural sustainability going forward into the future, affordability, and it's going to impact not only people here in Grand Marais and Grand Portage and Lutzen and up the trail in Cook County, but everywhere around the world. And it's going to become an issue that, while it might be on the back burner now, is going to be everywhere and pretty soon.
This topic is a multi-layered thing in that you have both economic issues, you have agricultural issues, and on top of that, you do have the ethics of it. Synthetic beef has been in the works for about 5 years. It was originally funded by co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin. He invested 250,000 pounds in it. It recently has been fully developed, and it has been tasted. It is not at mass market yet. Part of the concern about this is, first off, ecological, in that you grow corn and other things to feed cows, which then will take up more land. And to tie that into a global sense, you have 7 billion people and counting. And the question is, how do you feed them and how do you house them? There is a delicate balance between finding room for housing and room for food. What this helps to do is it helps to bring foodstuffs possibly to economies and areas that don't have the ability to farm, to keep cattle. And a part of that comes from this technology that it's not currently at market, as I said, and that's also with price. But a goal of this would be to have worldwide available food at lower costs.
So, Andrew, how do you see this organization evolving over the next year?
Well, I would love to see a little bit more involvement from students and community members, as I've said. One thing that I'd like to see evolving is I'd like to see some of the discussion skills being worked on. What happens is a lot of people hear the word debate, and the first thing they think of is argument. Mm-hmm. We are not here to argue. It's not, you're not challenging a person. What you're doing is you're challenging an idea or a construct of a topic. And the point of that is to work out a solution and to work out the truth. It's not to take a position. It's to find one. And what I'd like to see is I'd like to see a bit of a change in that, and I'd like to see skills for conversation using fact and using opinion and integrating them together to create a really well-balanced background, a really well-balanced stance on a topic.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in the studio, taking time out of your day and coming here. Again, I'm Courtney Clyde with Mr. Lichty and Andrew Thompson.
Thank you for having us.